Are you thinking of taking the IELTS exam? Here is some information about the International English Language Test System, IELTS, that maybe you didn't know before. The test was developed by the British Council and first used in 1989. Now, every year, about 2 million people take the test in more than 120 different countries around the world. There is not one test, but two. There is the academic IELTS and the general training IELTS. The academic test is usually taken by people who want to enter a college or a university, either in their home country or in an English-speaking country, such as Canada or New Zealand. The general training test is usually taken by people who want to move to and live in another country. More than 9,000 colleges, universities, and other organizations accept the IELTS. The first three parts of both test versions last for 2 hours and 4 to 5 minutes. Both the academic and general training IELTS test a person's ability to listen to and understand spoken English, as well as their reading, writing, and speaking ability. The different parts of the IELTS are known as modules and, except for the speaking module, they are always taken on the same day. The speaking module is usually taken on a separate day. After a person takes the exam, he or she will receive a score or grade, also known as a band. They are from between 0 and 9, with 9 being the highest possible score. Students entering a college or university usually need an IELTS band of between 5 and 6, depending on the program and the place of study.